Support comes from the St. Louis Public Library Foundation. During these challenging times, free access to digital resources is a necessity. You can help our community stay connected. Support your St. Louis Public Library at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Today, a new STLPR project made its social media debut. It's called Meet Me, and you'll be hearing parts of it on St. Louis on the Air shows in the future. Here now to share more about it is Meet Me host and lead producer Luis Antonio Perez. Welcome back to the show, Luis.
Hey, Elaine.
We also have engagement producer Paula Rodriguez. Great to have you back, too.
Howdy.
So, Luis, tell me, what is Meet Me?
Meet Me is a multi-year project, and we're exploring and experimenting how we can connect across divides, whether that's through personal stories or conversation or just like actually physically, literally coming together.
Mm-hmm. And for your part, how do you explain what it is, Paula?
I like to tell people it's not necessarily about trying to win a debate, but understanding how we can come together and maybe have these really hard conversations about what are these divides that have made the St. Louis region into what it is today, and how can we move forward and all call it a place home.
Mm-hmm. How is your relationship with St. Louis and the professional experience you have, Paula, sort of integrated into what we're doing with this?
Yeah, I grew up in the St. Louis region, just outside in O'Fallon, Missouri, and I had my first internship at St. Louis Public Radio. And ever since, St. Louis is home for me, and I've seen these divides, and I've seen how it's, in a way created a divisive landscape in the area, and how we all understand that these things exist, but we don't really talk about it, but we acknowledge it. And when this opportunity came up for us to create this project, I mean, it was easy, like, yes, we have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Luis, you're coming from elsewhere. You've been mm-hmm. here for a little while now. Yeah. Tell us a bit about your background and your experiences and how that has informed what has been happening so far.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm originally from Chicago. So I grew up there. And, what I tell folks is it's another city, just like St. Louis, that has to contend with headlines, all the headlines that people see and assumptions they make about the people and the place. And I sort of bring that sensitivity, to the project. And I've been in public radio for a while in Chicago. I worked in a community radio station, helping pioneer a new form of community radio and working directly with folks and helping tell their stories. I took that over to Denver, where I did a lot more community partnerships and highlighting voices from people. That was like a big thing that's been pretty much throughout my whole career, and kind of I feel like it set me up really well to come here to St. Louis and start making connections and finding ways that we can bridge some of these divides.
Mm-hmm. How is this Meet Me project being built?
It's really not that different from like a grassroots kind of project. Paola and I are coming in with experiences from our careers and with our backgrounds and our familiarity with communities. And we are in many ways knocking on doors, literally just walking right up to people's doors and knocking and saying, hello. This is Paola, this is Luis, and we are doing this thing, this project. And sometimes people just invite you right into their homes, and mm-hmm. you hear some of those voices in the first couple episodes.
What's that been like, Paola?
Oh my gosh. Luis talking about it, it puts such a big smile on my face, because it's so true. We are going up to people's homes and these community centers and quite literally asking people, tell us about what it's like to be a St. Louisan. And in many ways, for me, seeing people have so much pride in this area and this region and their desire to see it really grow and, come together has reinvigorated my love for, this place that we all call home. And, we've had coffees with community leaders and neighbors, and it's really been a community powered project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really impressed with how people just they jump right in. They'll tell you how much they love St. Louis, but also how much they're worried mm-hmm. about how things are going. They have, some folks have suggestions, some folks have thoughts, and folks are all willing to share their stories and make connections. Mm-hmm.
And when you've knocked on a door, mm-hmm. is there someone whose comments kind of stand out in your memory as being, okay, this is actually quite promising for what Meet Me is going to try to do?
Sure. I'm laughing because it's like literally everybody. You know, I think one of the first doors we knocked on is a gentleman named Mr. Larry Jackson. And he's got a lot of history in the St. Louis region. He actually grew up all along the border. He lives literally on the border now, which is what brought us to his door. But he also went to high school not far from the border. When he was growing up with his family, they were all like in the West border. It's amazing. And, you know, we just said, hey, sir, we're doing a project about the border. And he said, come on in. I'm just having lunch. And he said, go ahead and settle in my living room while I finish making and eating this sandwich. And you know, he shared his thoughts and opinions. And we spoke with another family whose home is on the border. Like the border goes through their home.
And that border is?
The St. Louis City County border.
Mm-hmm. And please continue.
Yeah, where, you know, the parents in this family, like, they're sleeping in the city and the kids sleeping in the county. Like, literally, that's the situation. And just knocking on the door saying, hey, we got this. I'm doing a project about the border. That's the first theme that we're exploring in this project. And they said, you mean the one that goes through our house? And so they're so ready to share stories. And that's one of the things I love about the folks in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. So that is actually going to be the first episode of Meet Me. Are there other people that you talked to do this reporting?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're going around trying to talk to as many folks as we can. We spoke with some civic leaders. We spoke with Mayor Kara Spencer and County Executive Sam Page. We've talked to neighbors. We've talked to mayors in the county. We've talked to a lot of folks just trying to understand what are their feelings about how this city-county border has impacted the region. And we even talked to some folks at the Missouri Historical Society going all the way back. Why did this happen? When did this happen? Why is it unique? Because I'm not sure if everybody knows, but like the border between St. Louis City and St. Louis County is unique. It happened 150 years ago. 2026 is the 150th anniversary of that decision. And it did this thing that made St. Louis City also its own county. And I'm not sure if everybody understands that that's extremely unique. There mm-hmm. are maybe one or two other cities in the entire country,
Baltimore,
that are like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Paola, what did you learn as someone who, you know, grew up here from the work that you have done that kind of reflects what other people who have been here for a long time stand to also learn?
These divides exist, but we don't necessarily not have to talk about it, right? Like, we can come forward and we can say the things that seem obvious out loud and maybe have a deeper conversation and give some historical context. And how can we look forward, I think, is a big part of it. Because when I think about growing up in the region, I remember being told about this border, but not really knowing how it happened. What do you mean there was a big breakup 150 years ago that has defined what the region is now? And we're going to be exploring other things like Delmar Divide, you know, even pizza, mm-hmm. you know, because that's such a hot take.
It really is. And better hot than cold in some cases. What are some of the other ideas that you all will be exploring, Luis?
Well, you know, there's as I said at the beginning, like, it's also a little bit of experimentation too. We're trying to find ways to bridge these divides. You know, I think it's important to not come in saying, hey, I know how to do this and I know how we're going to do that. It's about creating this, building this with communities. But I'd be interested in exploring ways that we can bring families together to talk to each other. I feel like we've all experienced divides within families, whether that's about pizza or politics or whatever it is. And I also want to find a way to, like, sneak myself into trying a bunch of fish fry. So if there's a way that I can, like, have a bunch
of
fish
fry. You can just do it.
So there's all kinds of ways that we can approach the project. And the main thing is that it's community driven. So it's a lot of questions, a lot of knocking on doors, a lot of saying, hey, what do you think is the best way to start talking about the multitude of issues that we have across the region?
Mm-hmm. Paola, you're the engagement producer. What is that job? How is it related to the way that people will come to know Meet Me and some of the issues that you'll be taking up?
Meet Me will be have a broadcast segment on St. Louis on the Air. Mm-hmm. And yes, we'll have a podcast. But, you know, a big part of it is meeting people where they're at. And that includes on the platforms they're on. And so we're going to have a social media presence. Feel free to follow our Instagram, slight plug, at meetmestl, also on TikTok. And we'll be sharing social media reels, explainer posts, guides on how to have these really hard conversations, because at times it can feel like you're mixing oil and water. Maybe there's a way that we can do it where it doesn't feel so uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? And also showcasing neighbors as well.
Yeah. And we're learning too, right? We're sort of trying to approach it in that way as well. Like, well, how do we have these conversations?
Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a newsletter that will emphasize all of this as well. And Luis will have a portion of it where you're going to hear a little bit of the behind the scenes content that's going on.
Mm-hmm. And how often will that newsletter be coming out?
Twice a month.
Okay. What is most exciting about this for you, Paola?
Oh my gosh. We live in a time where it is so difficult to meet new people. And it is so difficult to have conversations with someone who you might not ever agree with. And through this project, it's forced me to really rethink how I go about even like my own personal relationships. And how do I move forward in this job that we all have, and being so open-minded to people about and understanding maybe we don't have the same life experiences, but I can take the lessons that you've had and also learn from it.
Mm-hmm. And Luis, who'd you say this Meet Me work is for?
That's a good question. You know, it's I've been making stuff for a long time. A lot of folks are like, if you make it for everybody, it's for nobody. But it's really, it's for us. You know, it's for communities, for individuals, it's for St. Louisans. You know, St. Louis has just been at the confluence, I'll say, of not just like of two rivers, but also of history and of just so many things. And I've just been really impressed at the way St. Louisans are willing to talk about stuff. And we want to take advantage of that, take advantage of being able to talk. So anyone who wants, who's ready to listen, anyone who's ready to talk, anyone who's ready to move forward, that's who we're trying to reach and partner with.
Mm-hmm. Luis Antonio Perez is the host and lead producer of Meet Me, and Paola Rodriguez is its engagement producer. Thank you both for joining us today, and congrats.
Thanks, Elaine.
I can't wait to hear that first episode.
Me too.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.